Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now, tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now, tell me.
What's happening? This is your man, Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl, Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy, Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Of Chocolate City Radio. This is your girl, Chalk Mommy, and tonight's show is going to be all about Chocolate City Magazine and some more crazy shit that I decided to talk about. So for those of you that are listening, on Thursday, which was yesterday, Chocolate City Magazine dropped. And this magazine is so tight. It has, like, so much shit in it. Like, a lot of interactive stuff, a lot of articles, videos, like a lot of clicky shit. So it's like when you click on something, you actually go to somebody's site or whatever. And then on me and Twin Gage's pictures, it's like when you go to our booties and you see at ChalkMommy03 and you see at Twin Gage, you actually can click on our asses and go to our Twitter pages. Yes. So, like, if you click on my ass, it's like, boop, it'll take you straight to my Twitter page. Yes, you'll see it. You know what I mean? And I have a special guest co-host that's going to be calling in to tune in and talk about Chocolate City Mag and just talk, because he's like one of my faithful followers and supporters on Twitter. So I see a longtime friend, Mr. GA. I'm going to go ahead and bring him in and talk to him and see what the fuck he's been up to. So let me go ahead and get him. Hi, Mr. GA.
Sup, Chuck? How you doing, bro?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. What's happening?
Nothing. Did you get your email that I sent you about the magazine?
No, I didn't get it. You jerked me.
Oh, my God. See, if you didn't have AOL, you would be up to par on everything.
For real, right?
Yes. That magazine is so fucking tight. Like, oh, my goodness. Like, when you see it, you're going to be like, oh, my gosh. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. You know what I mean?
Yes. So, you know, I'm staying busy doing what I'm supposed to be doing, having a good time, wilding the fuck out.
Getting dick down?
No. Actually, I haven't.
Oh, you're a nun now, huh?
I ain't a nun. I just said I'm not settling. You know what I'm saying? In order for me to get you some pussy, you're going to have to take care of everything that I need taken care of. And you got to look like you can fuck. I'm just like, I don't know. I'm just so tired of wasting my energies on useless people to where I'm just fucking my toy now.
So what do you want, a paymaster?
No, I don't want a paymaster. I mean, I'm not getting any younger, so I mean, it'd be nice to settle down. So I'm on that quest for, you know, a Mr. Chop
Posse. Chop mommy, you on marriage? Fuck out of here.
Yeah, actually, you know, I am looking to settle down on a permanent level. No, I gotta bite your ass and date your ass and fuck your ass and fuck you and fuck you and fuck you till the dick is so good that I'll be like, I do. And we both know that that shit ain't gonna happen. It sounds good, but, you know, if I find the right dick that can make me want to just lose my fucking mind, then of course I'll marry that motherfucker in a New York minute.
Damn, that's what I'm talking about, then.
I'm with my grown woman, you know.
Oh, you are?
Yes, matter of fact, I am accepting applications for, New Year's Eve. I'm not going to be spending New Year's Eve by myself, so I might, you know, do a little contest.
Okay, what's your contest involve?
Hell if I know. I still got a couple of weeks left before I decide what the fuck I'm going to do for New Year's Eve.
Come on down to the A, man. Stop playing.
Come to the A. When I came to the A, you ain't paying me no attention.
Yeah, but you weren't trying to get
married
either. I ain't trying to get married, so that's a good look,
though. Now, I'm gonna leave you to keep fucking big bitches. That's what I'm gonna leave you to do.
I never fucked a big girl. You crazy. Never fucked a big girl in my life.
I'll let you stick to the big girls.
Not me. I can't do them.
I don't know what you can do or what you've been doing. For a minute, you've been MIA.
You said what? Say it again?
You've been MIA for a minute, so I don't know what you're doing.
I've been on the grind, shorty.
Oh, that's what you call it? The grind?
No, I don't fuck no big girls, though. It's not my style. Never have, never will. Mm. I mean, I'm not mad at big girls. Big girls are cool. They cool. I just don't fuck them. I just don't fuck them.
Matter of fact, I'm going to have, I'm going to have BBWs in the magazine next month. I'm not going to discriminate because it's like, there's flavor for everybody. Everybody got a different taste. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm going to step it up. Matter of fact, you remember when Pink Candy was on and BBW Superstar or something like that?
Yeah, when I had that,
fake ass attitude.
Yeah.
I was talking to Candy the other day, and I'm going to bring Candy back on the show. So,
That'd be a good look, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, you know, I haven't even spoke to BB, whatever the hell that big bitch name is, BB Superstar, Big something. I haven't even talked to her since she was on the show. that time I had that little fucked up attitude or whatever, but you know me, I don't give a fuck. I mean, don't be mad at me. I didn't make your ass 350 pounds.
Nah, she like 450 for real. Hey, yo, what the homegirl? That girl, you know what I'm talking about? The girl had the what's that shit she's on? Rude. What's she called? She called herself Double X.
BDP, Billion Dollar.
Yeah. What's
up? I'm gonna have to hit her on Twitter and see what's going on with her. I don't know.
Why? She's on Rude.
You
still doing Rude videos?
I think so. She might.
Okay. Yeah. Get out of here.
Yeah,
you
can't be on Rude. I haven't peeped Rude out in, like, forever.
No doubt, right?
I'd be like, I don't know. I went on there, but I couldn't really see anything. Like,
yeah,
I can't. Somebody sent a copy of my ID and shit like that. I'm too old to be going through motherfucking changes and proving I'm an old motherfucker. I'm 42
right.
years old. I don't got time to be showing shit to prove my age. That's just
for real.
Yeah,
for real.
Like, when I get a senior citizen, they're going to be like, bitch, you trying to get over. So I'm good right where I'm at. You know what I mean? So fuck that.
How's Jay doing?
Huh?
How's Jay doing?
Who?
Junior.
Oh, his fat ass doing fine.
That's my man.
Yeah. He doing good.
Okay. What punches happened? How many punches next?
I don't know.
She in church?
Nah, she ain't in church. She might be at work, but she might be somewhat high. You know how Nate.
Yeah, she's wild now.
Yes, you know how she gets. Matter of fact, I see another New York caller, and I'm going to bring him on too, because we're going to talk about the magazine. I ain't even playing no music yet. You done got me sidetracked. Hold on.
It's all good.
Oh, shit. You still thinking about that marriage shit. 475, thank you for riding the chocolate wave with Chalk Mommy. Okay, well, damn. The call dropped. Man. Yeah, it did. Well, while we waiting on people to call in, I got to play Sit on My Face by Jay Hart. He's from Atlanta. He took Mike Bless's place in my heart. So, Jay Hart and Sit on My Face. Hopefully this weekend I'll sit on somebody's face and they can see my.
You nasty. You nasty.
Very nasty.
Freaky. Sit on her face and that.
Your body's so tight. Come on, love. Cabano.
Hi! It's my favorite Twitter person and my BBM buddy. How are you doing?
You know, same circus, different clowns.
I saw it on Twitter, and that is so fucking crazy. What part of New York are you from?
Brooklyn.
Oh, God. Mr. GA is from Brooklyn, but he migrated down south. So he's a, let me see. I can't really say anything bad about him because he's from Brooklyn. And in my experience from being in New York, when I come up there and visit, Brooklyn has the best dick out of all of the boroughs that I have fucked with. So I always have to give Brooklyn their props on their pockets and their dick and being paymasters. I can't take that away from y'all.
Big up to Brooklyn.
We don't buy pussy. Stop lying. Stop lying, Chuck. We don't buy pussy.
Oh, well, okay, you don't buy pussy. Scar, have you ever paid for pussy?
Hell no. Well, you know what? Honestly speaking, most men say, oh, I never paid for this. Once you start taking a woman now, you start buying her things, this, that, and the third, and then you got some, you done paid for it.
And if you've been married, you're paying for pussy.
I mean, hand-to-hand cash is not going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, just to do it just for that, like, you know what I'm saying, like, on some prostitution shit. But honestly speaking, like, once you take out a woman and you're doing things, and then if you get with a woman and then she just give you some just like that without you having to take out anything like that, then you already know she ain't worth shit. So it's no point even being in her face, especially if you're on some grown man shit or you got kids and, you know what I'm saying, you got to represent who you are as a human being or you got something going for yourself. So if you're dealing with a woman that you got to just pay hand-in-hand cash and just give some, like, you got to start thinking about, you know what I mean, who you are as a person, you know what I mean? Or if you just got some and you didn't have to even do anything for it, you got to think about how many other people did she do that for, you know what I'm saying?
You know what? Y'all men be killing me. I swear, y'all kill me for the simple fact that it is what it is, and there's nothing wrong with it. I respect men that pay for pussy. That means that they're willing to pay for what they want. So,
I mean, yeah, to each his own. I agree. I mean, to each his own. You know what I mean? Sometimes, you know what I mean? If that's what you got to do, you know what I'm saying? Then that's what you got to do. You know what I mean? And there's nothing wrong with the girl doing that. I mean, there's some people who lay on their back and don't get a coin for it. They the idiot. You know what I mean? The woman who's out there grinding and whether she's doing it for bread or whatever, I mean, like I said, at the end of the day, there's a lot of idiots out there who just laying on their back and they're getting nothing but they're lucky to get a stick of bubble gum, you know what I mean? So, like, I mean, that whole grind and that whole hustle, that's what it is. It's a grind, it's a hustle. You know what I mean? And especially, and I respect a woman who's willing to say, yeah, this is what I do. I get paid for what I do, and this is what it is, either accept it or reject it. Versus some woman who be fronting, yeah, be doing this, be doing that, and knowing damn well they're not getting nothing for it. They're a jump off. You know what I'm saying? They're more of a jump off than a suicide case. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, let me ask you this, and then I'm going to ask you CGA. Do you agree that being married is the oldest form of prostitution?
Being married?
Yeah. Do you believe that a housewife is the oldest form of prostitution?
Oh, no.
That's a you know what? Come to think about it, you know, I never thought of that like that. But you know what? If you really think about it, yeah, it is. Because the minute, you know what I'm saying? I mean, to some extent it is. You know what I mean? If you try to break it down, they just give it a decent word. But in all actuality, yeah, marriage is sort of a form of prostitution. Because at the end of the day, the girl smiling in the face, the woman is got a hand out for some money. The guy going to give her some money. He gonna get some from his wife that night. And in some ways, it's and probably vice versa. You know, she give him. He got to do what he got to do. You know what I'm saying? And he don't perform well. He ain't getting nothing from her. You know, so it's a prostitution both ways, if you really think about it.
No, it's not. Because, well, you know what, maybe. I don't know too many stay-at-home husbands.
I mean, you don't necessarily got to be a stay-at-home husband. You know what I mean? I mean, you don't have to stay at home for your woman to do something for you. If you both got jobs, Christmas comes, she's going to buy you a gift like you buy her a gift.
No, this part is when the woman stays home and she doesn't do nothing but clean the house. Housewife. Housewife means your ass is in the house all the time.
Oh, you saying a housewife?
Yeah.
You said your question was, is marriage?
But then, after I said that, I came back and said, housewife is the oldest form of prostitution.
No, I don't think so. No.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you why, because she's not just laying on her back for you know what I'm saying, for cash. It's not a hand-to-hand thing. And on top of that, what she's doing for him is not just laying on her back. She's cleaning the house. She's taking care. She's doing dishes. She's, if you got kids, she's taking care of the kids and making sure the kids go to school. If doctor's appointments, she's taking your phone calls. No, she's more like an assistant.
Have you been married before?
No.
Okay. So what I mean, because I've been married, so I can say I was a prostitute, meaning, like, I stay home, I did whatever, but I would go on strike, right? Because I'm like, whenever it came close to being payday, I put out. Whenever it came close to being around the first...
You wanted to be a hoe, that's why.
What?
You wanted to be a hoe.
I wanted to be
Yeah, you wanted to be a hoe for your husband, so I mean, that's what you did, but... Hey, but I don't do that kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? You was a hoe for your husband.
A lot of women are hoes for their husbands.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? You said for the paper, you would not put out, you would cut him off, whatever, or you give him some pussy before he got paid. You was a hoe. You wasn't in love, you was a hoe.
Did you keep house? Did you clean?
I don't know.
Did you keep... Know. Okay, did you keep house? Did you clean?
Yeah.
No.
You did dishes? You cooked the meals?
No.
Yeah.
Well, then, he said no. But then, if you did all that, then you was really actually being compensated not just for what you had to do when you hold out in those days you hit out. That's just a bonus. You know what I'm saying? You was what was called convenient coochie. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? That's what that was. But you kept house. You was an assistant. You sat there, you cleaned.
I like how you said that. I was an assistant. Okay.
Yeah, you was his assistant. You was your husband's assistant. You kept house. You cleaned. You know what I mean? It was not even so much an assistant. You was a partner. That's what marriage is about, being partners. Your partner. You was a partner. You did your part.
That's why she's a prostitute. That's in her mind. Her mind is set. She's a hoe for others. So
yeah.
Okay, well, you know what? When I get married again, I'm gonna be something different. Now, shut up, Mr. G. If I punch you in your shit when I see you. How about that?
She's been a hoe, yo. Trust me. She loved that shit, man. She's the best hoe around. She a good hoe too, I ain't gonna lie to you. She a good hoe.
You dirty fucker, you. How about that?
There you go, Mr. G.
You know what, I'm not fucking with you. Matter of fact, I got some more callers to bring on. Then we're gonna get into the magazine. And I am feeling in some fucking prank call moves tonight. So y'all need to dig in y'all pocket, and before you pull out the lint, I need y'all to pull out some numbers.
Like that. And dirty broad, dirty ass broads, man.
Yeah, she's worse.
Thank you. I'm upgraded. I'm a bitch.
No, you've been that from day one. I met you.
The first step's admitting it. Admitting it.
Yeah, I always admit I'm a bitch. I'm a good bitch. I'm very open-minded, freaky, slutty for my man. Have I ever licked ass? Yes. If I had my ass licked, I will throw my eggs up in the air like Lamborghini doors and pull your head down there real quick.
That's all part of that though. That's not.
But you know, some people act like it's not. Some people get all brand new and be like, oh hell! If I don't put them on, if that motherfucker then came fresh out the shower. Everything is fair game.
That's
I don't
give
a fuck.
That's what it is.
Yo, she the truth, too. She the fucking freak, man.
Here we go. This is my public service announcement. I, Chuck Mommy, have been good for X amount of months. I have not been violated. Only penetration has been done through the toy. The Chocolate Monster. That's my name for my dildo. It's the Chocolate Monster.
Hey, yo. Hey, son. You ever had a woman whose pussy in her head?
I couldn't call it the monster because in my hood, whenever you say, listen, you tell somebody, listen, if you come over, I got the monster, they're going to be like, I ain't coming over there. You got the monster.
No.
You know what I mean? G, tell her about Brooklyn.
Right. You're the monster.
Yeah, you can.
The chocolate beast. I'm not fucking with y'all.
There you go. That's what you gotta get. Call it that.
Yeah. The chocolate beast. And I have some more questions for y'all because
any woman ain't no way in the world you gonna tell some dude, especially from Brooklyn.
Oh no, get
come
monster.
Over. I got that chocolate monster. Be like, what?
They gonna
lose my number.
They gonna tell that boy.
I forgot how New York is. So, matter of fact, I got some more questions since we got men that got some shit to say. And then I think I see Princess Nay on the line. And then I see 804, too, I'm going to bring on. I don't know if that's Travis or not. Hold on. Princess Nay.
Yes.
Hey, honey.
Hello.
How the hell are you?
Hello. Say hi. What up? Speak like you ain't shy.
I'm not shy. Who the fuck are you?
That's far. He is one of my faithful fans and supporters on BBM and Twitter.
Definitely.
And she's like, him and Mr. GA are the male voices, male opinions for tonight.
OMG, we're all going to be led astray if those are the opinions that we have to deal with for tonight. I mean, really.
Oh, where the fuck you been at, church? You are late. You fight. You getting dot, nigga. Where you been at?
How about, you know what, you're not even worthy of eating my pussy, so shut up.
Why is that?
Because I said so.
Just because you said so?
Because yeah. I said so. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters?
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Y'all are so fucking crazy. I'm going to bring in 804-895. I'm not sure. This number looks familiar, but, you know, I could have amnesia today.
contract. Yo, yo, yo.
Hello?
What's really good, GA? What's happening, boy?
The boys is back. Yo, what's up,
man? Let's clear these dirty broads up out of the room, man. Oh,
it's a good idea. Get the broom out.
Nah,
yo,
what's up,
yo, New York's on the phone. The whole crew from New York is on the phone. Yo,
matter of fact, we ain't even get the. We gonna get the all purpose. Bring the all purpose out. We gonna clean these bitches.
Oh, let's clarify. Chalk lights to be
get
called.
Out the
right.
Old, get
yo,
out the
back.
Get out the
yo,
all purpose.
Back. It's our night.
What's
get
going
out the
on,
degreaser.
Everybody? How y'all been doing?
We are doing fine. We're about to step it up. I see that y'all trying to stack the deck and everything like that, but it's all good because me and Princess Nay, we run shit because we are females, and it's a female's world. We just let
females
y'all
do not run,
run
the world.
We
they don't
yes,
run shit.
Yes, we do.
That's
females
just a song.
Do
females
don't run shit.
The world, but
man,
pussy damn
yep.
Run the world, and it just so happens that the pussies are attached to us. Ah-ha-ha.
How do y'all run the world? Even your marathon is shorter than the man's. Y'all don't run nothing.
It's not about how far. It's
you don't even have a real marathon.
You the
women got a speed walk contest.
Just
a
about
power
like
walk
y'all laying
marathon.
Just says, it's not about how big. It's about how you work it, baby. It's not about how far you go, but what you do while you're going.
Oh, my God. Could you please repeat that? Because I'm sitting here, Chuck. Look, I'm sitting here with my girlfriend. You know, I got a new girlfriend or whatever. I'm not with that same chick no more. I love her.
Oh, she must really be next to you. Your girl must really be next to you. Like, I love her. And she's
just
my boo.
You know, Chuck, my homegirl or whatever. And she, I just, you know what I mean? Chuck, I just wanted you to meet my chick. You know what I'm saying?
The chick of the hour?
No, don't put her on the phone. Trav, come on. You know,
I'm not going to put her on the spot. I was going
okay,
to make them.
Put her on speakerphone because I want to know if you ate her pussy for 2 hours, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Yo.
He swallowed her piss.
Jesus, Christmas.
So dirty. Bro, yo.
Hey, Trav. Is the new girl a squirter?
Say it again. Yeah, go ahead. You can ask her. It's on speakerphone.
What's her name?
Her name is Lynette.
Hi, Renee. Do you squirt?
Whoa, just jumped out the blue with
Lynette.
That.
Okay. Hi, his girlfriend. Do you squirt?
He said, do you work?
No, I said, do you squirt?
Do you squirt? Oh.
Not work, squirt, as in skeet, skeet, squirt it out.
Right, as in skills to have that as talented.
She said, yeah, she not in her head. We doing something. But yeah, she said, yeah, she not in.
Okay, mm-hmm. Has Travis ate the pussy for 2 hours straight yet?
Tell the truth, baby.
First time,
you heard us.
First and last time? Is that going to be the last time?
Is that going to be the last time, what?
That 2 hours.
For every question that we asked her, Travis is busting her off with a $20 bill. So she done made
$20
this already.
Oh, Trav, don't stop, man. Don't stop.
Yo, Trav, tell them that ain't true, Trav. Tell them that you ain't
true.
Doing that, man.
That ain't true. What ain't true?
You ain't throwing 20s every time we ask you a question at your girl, are you?
Listen,
yes,
D.A.,
Yeah. Nah, he's
Travis
throwing
10
and
5.
He don't even have
20. Hey, yo, listen. Look, Travis is a veteran on this show. He like me, yo. Yo, we run this shit, yo. Yo,
okay,
Trav.
I know Trav ain't doing it. That's right.
You know what?
Wait,
I ain't going to let y'all talk about him like that.
Travis has been missing in action, and Travis is a known payment.
Well, he got a new girl. He's been a little busy.
What?
He's got a new girl. He's been just a little busy.
Exactly. I've been working and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? I've been keeping up with the wave as much as I could, but I've been working and everything, yo.
You sound like he's smoking. Trav teeping right now. That's what
he's doing. I know, right? Because I can hear him exhaling. So, Travis, let me ask you, you know, from your unfortunate accident that made your dick bigger, is it still bigger? Or you can go back to the normal size?
No, what?
We're not going there, my man. Yeah, we're not going there, my man.
Hey,
Hey, yo, we're not doing that tonight. It's my
first. Bullshit.
Okay, Mr. GA, we didn't know that he needed his super hoe to come in and save him. Mr. Captain Save-A-Ho, that's sad.
That's my boy Trav. Leave my nigga alone, yo. Check the fuck up.
I think they getting booties on the fly. That's why he always feel the need to come in and save him. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you know, and did you ever notice how Mr. GA, when he pop up, so does
We have yet to speak. You know what? Y'all be putting me and GA on blast. We have yet to speak to anybody that y'all have ever dealt with. I mean, what's up?
Hold on.
We got a witness for Chalk on the phone right now.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, Mr. GA, no, but if you need me to call somebody else up now, shit.
Mr. GA probably didn't want to hurt your feelings and tell you that it wasn't.
Wow.
Nice.
Mr. GA don't care.
Nice.
He doesn't care about anybody's feelings, so that's one that you don't have to worry about. That is not a valid excuse that you can use.
Come on, y'all. Look. Come on. This is my first day back. Y'all can't welcome me back with open arms. This is what
welcome
I get.
Welcome back, Doughboy.
Welcome back,
Trav. Trav, don't accept that. That shouldn't even sound sincere.
Trav, you know
when I'm being nasty, then I can be nasty, but you know that that was sincere coming from me.
Oh, yeah,
anyway.
I know the difference. This is nothing else. But look, I came here. I just want to chill with y'all on the show. Let's do what we used to do back in the day.
I'm so mad that you smoke it right now. Nigga, I hear it.
Hey, look, just to let y'all know, you know, Chalk, because I know you're going to be on the radio that day, I'm turning 24 on the 29th.
That's what's up, yo. Special guest.
You want to
be a special guest, right,
Dre? Okay, yo. I'm turning 24, and this is my first. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm 24, yo. I'm getting up there, yo, and I want to. You know what I mean? Want y'all to be involved in that, man.
That
sounds like a go.
What day, Trav? The 29th. I don't know what day that is.
Day. I'm on the
30th.
The 29th is on the Thursday.
It's on a Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, it's on a Thursday. So that means I'll shout you out that Tuesday, and then I'll come back and get you again on Friday.
That'll work.
Are you fucking on your birthday?
Oh, what am I?
Can you call me so I can hear?
I mean, it's all good. So I came. It's nothing.
I'm being so serious, because I think that shit would be kind of hot. I can see you and your shorty fuck, and me and my chocolate beast can get busy. I can fuck myself with my dildo.
We can do that.
And then I can call Princess Nay and listen
to her. Leave me out of that one. No, thanks. I decline. But y'all have a good time.
Don't trust that girl, man. Yes, girl. You can't trust that, Trav. Come on. You cannot
Sometimes I gotta distinguish the two, because I don't know if I'm talking to Chalk, my homegirl, my friend, or I'm talking to 007, catch a nigga slipping agent.
Yeah, that's her. She always
Hold up. Chalk. Okay, this is Princess Nay talking to you now, and I'm the one that just said, welcome back, Doughboy. That's who that was. I said,
I know.
Not Chalk.
I know you said it. I know that, Princess.
Nay, you know your ass. This shit fucked up.
You
want all the
credit,
huh?
007.
That's up. Nay, you know you are. Shut up.
Mr. GL, bitch ass nigga. Take that. I'm going to fuck you in your ass with Chalk Builder.
Take that.
Yo.
Y'all fall down. Can I just get some dick? How about
Mr. GA bring that hook up there to you and let you sit with it? Ride the hook.
Mr. GA got tainted, so I don't know what the fuck. I mean, I'm just saying, though. I'm just saying. I gotta play Summertime by Kwan featuring Asher Ross. I like that song. And Asher Ross got a sick ass flow. So here we go, Summertime.
Blue sky, feel the breeze.
Can we still hear each other?
Yo, summer sand, sun and tan, feeling like 100 grand, underpants up in France, like I'm from another land. I'm a man, I got needs, like I need you on your knees, coming knee underneath, don't forget the NUTs, where do we begin, what you see me in, starting with the B&M, tell me what's the BPM, 89, yeah that's fine, feeling like it's summertime, sipping something potent, hope it's love potion number 9, damn you fine, from behind, what's your sign, what's your size, what's your bra, oh my god, knock it off, knock it off, natural, actual, what do you want, astral, I'll be down for anything, but only if he has to do. Flash of still water in my glass of mills. Bush, bush, using it as mouthwash. Whoosh, whoosh, kush, kush. Don't you wish this is your life? This is your night. When it comes to summertime, don't you know the world is mine?
Summertime. Blue skies. Feel the breeze. Summer trees. And it feels good. And you feel it too.
Yeah, roaming down the street, need to celebrate the weekend. Picking up my best friend, tell him bring the weed in. 90 degrees, even got a slight breezing. I don't need to tell you that this be my favorite season. Hanging on the beach, but I'm sitting under trees. Got a little vodka mixed in my iced tea. Yeah, don't you know I'm light skinned, gotta use the right shit. SPF or this, chilling in my whiteness. Rolling up sticky buds, sticking all to my thumbs. Only smoking on a joint, no, I can't be smoking blunts. Time for fun, just invite the hot ones. Bring them to the hot tub, suddenly they popped on. Now I'm rock hard, living like a rock star. Push it to the limit, but stay out the back of cop cars. Can't be locked up by law enforcement. All I do is lean back, breathe, and enjoy this.
Summertime, blue skies, feel the breeze, summer trees, and it feels good. And you feel it too.
Catch me in that 83 heavy Chevy, dudes for the piping. Candy with a clear, girls to my liking. 36, 24, 36 sizes. Coke bottle models, filled with surprises. Eyes is widening, girlfriends giggling. Any, mini, money trying to find me when I'm swimming in. In the sundress. That'll undress whoever body and brain games the dumbest. Chief be the bombest, loving the calmness. Living life too right to get the wrong shit. And I'm on this. Get to my money, blow throw, spit blows, lay low where it's sunny. Can't complain about a thing, man. When I'm chilling with some of the finest things on the continent. So I'm content with having a good time. In my zone, no patron with a splash of lime.
Summertime, blue skies. Feel the breeze, summer trees, and it feels good, so good, like it should, and you feel it too, summertime, blue skies.
Talking ambitious, I could spell it for you. I rev up the Lamborghini.
double MG. We millionaires. Shot in my face. She said she never cared. Who's on my line? Who's on my line? I'm blowing up. These bitches calling me. I said she girl, if she's slipping, she's on my line like I'm fishing. I got that work, 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 work. Yeah, you know I got that work. I'm my baby mama Lee. I'm my baby mama Kirk. I was Jagger. Trying to get a bill, I just had to ask, tell me if it's real. I ain't trying to diss you, it's really not an issue. If it's fake or if it's real, I'ma keep you on my real deal. Wait, baby, wait, baby, fuck it, just a little taste, baby. I will never judge, fuck the taste, baby. Who shot it, you shot it, come and be my new boo shot it. Listen, I'm pissing, you bitch niggas get missing. Got that head, you know I got that work. Women second, family first. Money never ever hurt your crap and got a lot of perks. Hold up, wait. These Nikes don't got no date. It ain't gonna be no back and forth, but I do quite well with all the pain. That remix flow. Moco Grid, TZ Dope, 165, and I'm not surprised. I'm a floating shot, my TD gross. Black Ghost, White Robber. Such an Oreo, I'm bringing out loud in the backseat, and it's getting quite loud. Put them all out, I can put them all down. Double MG, whatever shot. These FCs ain't there coming out. God forgives and we don't. Myself it's more, you can't get on my crap. One more, that MLK. No, I gotta get land over out the way. Then I gotta send the young boys out of state. We gon' wrap the city up, play love straight. Yeah. Who's on my line? Who's on my line? I'm blowing up, these bitches calling me. I catch a girl if you're slipping. She's on my line like I'm fishing. I got that work, 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 work. Yeah, you know I got that work. I'm my baby mama Lee. I'm my baby father.
Wow. Okay, now before that, what the hell did I play? Shit.
I don't know.
Me neither. Damn. Oh well. Oh, Summertime, Asher Ross featuring Quan, and then that was Bait, the remix with Wale, Rick Ross, and Trey Songz and 2 Chainz. So, you know what, Princess Nay, I feel like being an old, dirty, super dirty bitch, right? Because I have the men on mute. So, you know, with them being on mute, we can say whatever the fuck we want to say, do whatever the fuck we want to do, and they can't do nothing until I bring them back on. So, without any further ado, let's go ahead and break them down one by one.
Okay.
I'm glad Travis is back. It's been a long time. Travis only called him
to fight with.
Huh? Yeah, then he only called. He got new pussy because he's feeling all confident. Because he's been sick. And
like the Energizer Bunny, she gave him some new batteries and gave him a new charge. So now he's excited.
I got me some new pussy. I got me
like,
some
pussy. I got new pussy. Now I'm going to bring myself up. I can rebound from this. Now I can call in again.
Yes. I ain't got to worry about getting hit by no cars. You know what I'm saying?
I got new pussy and my dick bigger.
Exactly.
Man. I'm on cloud nine.
She just know me now. Look at me now.
Until his boyfriend, Mr. G.A., come in talking noise.
Yes, we have Mr. G.A. that went from smashing small chicks to fucking big bitches. I don't know what happened and transpired in his life that made him feel like bishy pussy is the best pussy, but to each his own. I'm not mad.
I can tell you what happened. You know, he's getting older, so he's suffering from shrinkage. So since he's got shrinkage, big chicks, you know, it don't matter where you put it at, you always going to get a nut because they got rolls for days. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
uh-huh.
They do.
So since he's had shrinkage going on, now he doesn't really, you know, he can't go with, like, you because you're going to be able to tell him, man, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, you did
shrink. Get off me.
and be like, oh, you're Big Trump. Like, for real.
Yeah. See? So that's why he had to go with the big chicks. Big chicks don't care where you put it as long as you put it.
And I'm looking at Scar on my BBM, and I have his picture blown up. And, girl, he got some thick fingers.
I need to know what he looked. Which one is he?
Scar Scabano. He's on Twitter. Scar_Scabano. S-C-A-B-A-N-O. And, girl, I'm looking at his lips, and, ooh-wee, those lips look like they are magically delicious.
Travis just messaged me talking about, dang, we doing it wrong. Travis knows he's going to be my doughboy for life. That is my doughboy baby. I just want to hear him say, mm.
Yes. And plus, we're dirty brides. And you're a dirty bride, I'm a dirty bitch, and this is what we do. So with Scar, girl, he looks like he can really do some major pleasurable damage to some pussy and ass.
Can't.
I don't know. He's
don't get your hopes up. Get your hopes up, baby.
I have to tell you, Brooklyn has the best dick out of New York. Out of all of the boroughs, Brooklyn will blow your back out. Brooklyn is
but
where
you know,
it's at.
I don't think that he's Brooklyn born and raised. I think he just relocated into Brooklyn.
Yeah, they was from one borough and then they migrated down and that's what they're claiming. I feel
See?
You. I feel you.
Yeah, he ain't. Genuine Brooklyn blood.
You know what? I'm thinking. I'm looking at his hands. And you know, I'm a good dick analyzer, and he's looking like he might be a good 8.5, 9, and he's fucking thick as shit.
What you gonna do with 8.5 or 9?
Girl,
what is that gonna do for you?
It will
Not
be a
that.
Start. It will be a start.
That would just be a little itty bitty appetizer. Child boo. It would be an appetizer, and then you'd be like, okay, where the rest of it at?
True that.
Don't even toy with yourself like that, baby girl. I got you. See, I'm looking out for you.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
So what the dude in the chat room talking about, his is 8. Baby, you don't need to tell us that, because we're going to just laugh at you.
Your dick is
don't
8.
Even send us a picture.
Okay. So what we're gonna do is, I know the men have something that they want to say. So I'm going to bring them back on. And remember, we have the power. I have the power of mute. So if I don't want to hear that shit, boop, I'm gonna stack the deck. So hi, Mr. GA. Hi, Scar. Hi, Travis. How you guys doing?
Okay, I just want to address something. Born and raised in Brooklyn. That's all I want to say. Born and raised and grown in Brooklyn. Just want to throw that out there. I'm just saying. If you don't know, what Kevin Hart said, you're going to learn today. You know what I'm saying? Born and raised in Brooklyn. Hello?
Okay, it's easy to say that you was born and raised in Brooklyn, but we need proof to say that you grew up. You know, I need to see that.
I'm straight from Brooklyn.
Scar has some pretty lips. What you
Thank
know how
you.
To do with those?
Thank you.
Show me what you working with.
You know what? I'm going to say Scar is really a Queens native. And Mr. G.A. is from Mount Vernon.
Never no Queens. Nah. Kings County, Brooklyn. Born and raised in Coney Island. Anybody who know me know that. Born and raised. I'm all the way at the end of Brooklyn, South Brooklyn.
Hey, yo, you can call anybody in entertainment, get it to where I'm straight from Brooklyn. So there.
I'm from Brooklyn, live in Brooklyn, born in Brooklyn, work in Brooklyn.
We from Mount Vernon. So we from Mount Vernon. See how fun of it I am.
Wow. Brooklyn bound.
Yo, she is MAGA. She from North Carolina.
And ain't nothing wrong with North Carolina because y'all up top niggas be coming down south, getting the country pussy and wiping us up. And what?
Okay, that's true. Y'all forgive me, you know, I'm feeling kind of good right now, but that was a true statement.
Hey, Travis from Harlem, and y'all already know Harlem is just fucked up in the game.
Whoa. How dare you speak with that tongue, young woman? What?
Okay, can I address something, another issue?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Sure, about mouth and what I can do with it. I just want to say, first of all, I eat pussy like a dyke. Okay,
ooh.
That's for one. All right, I'll be down there so long, I'll wake up with
a
hangover.
That
okay?
was a good one. I would use that one.
I like that.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Yo, that means you is dedicated.
Got
yo,
tired.
You got
yes, see what I'm saying? Listen, I'll be down there so long, I'll wake up with a hangover. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I'll fail a breathalyzer. You know what I'm saying? And,
wow.
and everything else, ass, toes, kneecaps, I wouldn't give a shit. It goes everywhere.
Oh, shit. He said kneecaps. Wow.
I wouldn't give a damn. It goes everywhere. On a woman.
Wow.
On a woman, because I know how y'all is, okay? On a woman.
This fool made me stutter.
Because we have more men on the phone right now that are talking. Now, with your asses, do you see anything being wrong with a female licking your ass?
Nope.
I don't.
Sure don't.
Mm, goody, goody.
See, I don't know, yo. I mean,
Travis,
I don't know.
You still got to grow up.
I know.
You still a Toys R Us kid.
I know. I definitely know. I'm cool with that. Long as you ain't.
Sorry, this is the proposition that I have for you.
As long as you're not trying to penetrate or nothing like that, you know what I'm saying?
No,
you just
no
gonna lick it and all that. It's a go.
Sorry. I have a proposition for you though.
Yes.
What I'd like to see is, are you down with videos?
Oh, Lord, they setting you up for failure, bruh.
I know.
Huh?
Am I with video, doing a video?
Yeah, well, you know, you really don't have to do it on video. You can just do it on Skype.
Do it on what?
Skype.
No,
I'd like to see somebody that can literally turn Chalk out. You know, she get on the phone talking mad noise about Tika and all this stuff and how she just can turn niggas out. I want somebody that can turn her out, make her toes curl, and really, truly put her legs to the back of her head like she
likes.
That's
impossible.
Yeah, it won't be none of these motherfuckers on the phone tonight. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Baby, hand me the grinder.
Not gonna happen,
cause
I'm that bitch. I'm
Lori.
I'm that bitch.
And another thing I want to say too, as far as
as
far as eating the ass, you know what I'm saying? Me personally, it's more fun if we do it to each other exactly at the same time. I like to call that a 96.
Oh.
Not a 69. That's the other thing where we just eat in the private parts. But when you're going further, I like to call that a 96.
Don't show funny.
Yeah, noisy too. Spit all that. I want it to be noisy and loud.
Oh wow.
Yeah, on both ends.
So how tall are you?
Chica.
5'7".
He got Chica all excited.
Yes, because I
Talk
see
over
Far
there
coming down
that
south real soon. I see him coming. I see him making a trip real soon.
Real soon.
She over there playing Pat That Pussy. She need to just play that song now. That's what she doing.
Oh, you know what?
Nasty self. Mr. G.A., now is when you need to call her a dirty broad, because now she is acting like a dirty broad.
I feel it to a straight dirty broad.
Mm-hmm.
See, what had happened was, Just play the song.
Disclaimer.
Oh, yeah. We're going to play that song right now. It's coming.
Mm-hmm. That's what you be saying. I'm
what's your name again, Princess?
Princess?
Your name, Princess, right?
Yes.
Let me explain something to you, Princess. Nice. If you be nice to me, as long as I have a face, you'll always have a place to sit.
Don't tell her that, please.
What the hell? Man.
Man,
I'm just saying.
Too much excretions on the damn keyboard. That's why it's not working. You nasty.
Oh God, I missed all of this. I missed it.
Nah, you can't, Trav. You can't miss this right here, Trav. It's still dirty. Get on that nonsense, Trav. You ain't missed nothing, dude.
That's Trav did. Trav know what time it is.
Trav know.
Trav was giving some good head. That's what he was doing. He missed it all.
Yes. Okay.
He came up for air a little bit.
Okay, here we go. Pat that pussy, I hope.
I hope
she
too.
Hope.
Quack, quack. If you know a hating asshole that's hating on you, I want you to pat no pussy on that sad hole, man.
Hey, what we count, Jay?
Yes.
She ain't got enough ass. Maybe keep her hands in and a fingernail. And you walking around the club with a ponytail. All the coons trying to fucking take some home. So don't come to the club with your beard on. Quack, quack, y'all know. Your pussy good, hell, I wanna know what she had.
She want it and it ain't tricking at all. Show the fuck with a nigga, her nigga fuck with a bank. She put her life on the land, cause she would ride what they say. When I was back to the hood, hustling, moving them birds. She was taking the nurse study and getting reserved. I ain't chase her flutter, try my best to protect her. When you fuck with a gangster, baby, you tell me that bitch ain't real.
Love is strong, my all to you. At night, I think of you.
come another one. This is a classic right here. This is for my New York people.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I'd never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from and called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. And all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine, salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine, hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack Mr. Magic Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape hot. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on black stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The ha, you never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Pizza, raw G, Truthy B, kick it free. Funk, master, flux, love, plug, star, ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, say number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. I made the change from a common seat to up close and personal with Robin Leach. And I'm far from cheap. I smoke stuff with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gas and stuff. Now honeys play me close like on a play coat. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos and Queens, in dope for weeks. Soul out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear. Putting 5 carrots in my baby girl ear. Lunches, trenches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool, cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Super Ninja, don't take a Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2 deep black. No need to worry, my account will handle that. And my whole crew is lounging. Celebrate every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one room shack. Now my mom pimped the act with me on the back. And she starts to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuck when the landlord dissed us. Don't heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right, I like the life I live. Cause I'm a prediction, it's a positive, and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Representing me down in the house. Two options, family.
Wow, okay, y'all, I got one more, and I'm getting geared up for tomorrow, then I'll come back and talk about the magazine, but I swear, I couldn't help it.
I walk in scenes like Jesus walks the walk.
Keith Murray is this white fight. Super full capitalist ass. And the most race take a race
spot.
Hey, you do. The most calculation, accumulation. Strictly F-Squad LOG takes. Y'all missed the logical vision. Comical, the astronomical. With something you like, the flu bomb. And then bombing in your crew, too. With the musical, mystical, magical. You know how I do. The world attack skill, the vocabulary, too. I'm a history of disposition. It's all brand new. It's true. I'm interplanetary and like Doctor Who. So who? Wanna get tripped on words, bold. I'm kicking rhymes since the AM focus phone. Now quit sleeping the back on the block and not telling crap. I'm coming with the black, but slow to track. What you saying, black? With them like yak. My artifact, can't be beat with back. I'm saying, I eat everything up on the menu with venue and sinew swaying.
Love, whatever, and it's just crazy.
And I had the opportunity to work with Thunder Twins, and he wrote like a little mini novel, and it was a graduation party, and, you know, of course, my pictures was the background, and it was like a beautiful read, you know what I mean? So me and him, we're going to work on a little blog posting, and I might just use that for the magazine, and it's going to be like, you know, if you have a big ass, is that... does that mean your pussy is good? So we're going to write about that over the weekend. You know, male point of view, female point of view, woo-dee, woo, wah, wah, wah. So I would like to thank everybody. But first and foremost, before I go any further, I have to thank Martha Mendez from M3PA Services, because without her, Chocolate City Magazine wouldn't have been able to be pulled off without any type of niche, hitch, fuck up, hiccup, whatever. So she did that. That magazine is beautifully laid out, and it's like you got to see how it is. I like how when you first click on it, it's like, you hear John Doe singing my theme song, and I have it on both of my sites. I have it on chocolatecityradio.com, and I have it on chocmommy.com. You can go there to actually see the magazine. And if you sit there and read everything in there, it's going to take you a while. I like the fact that when you click on the clickable stuff for the artist, it takes you to their page. When you click on stuff for, like, me or Princess Nay, it'll take you to our Twitter page, and you can follow us instantly and everything like that. It is, like, really, really nice. I like the fact that you can see their videos, current videos for the artists that are in the magazine. And the interview questions, if you will look at Assad's answers, he's from Philly. I swear, that little motherfucker is nasty. When I have the privilege of meeting him face-to-face, I'm running from him. Because for him to be 20, that fucker is mannish as hell. When you read some of his answers, I'm like, wow, he sounds like an old man. So I know he's freaky as fuck. He might be a little too freaky for me. Doesn't mean I can't handle him. Fuck that. I can handle anything that come my way. I'll bless his ass. But I'm just saying, though. I'm just saying. So, it's 68 pages full of something for everybody. We've got a couple of ads in there, articles, videos, my prank calls, fan bridge questions. It'll take you there. And, you know, I got a lot of positive feedback on the magazine. A lot of people liked it. I can't wait for January. And it's going to come out every 2 months. So we're doing special issues for December and January. And then after that, it's March. And then after March, May, then July, then September, then November, then back to January. But I'm going to always do holiday episodes, and like I said, anybody can get in it. All you got to do is just email me at Chop Magazine. Chop Magazine at gmail.com. Chop Magazine at gmail.com. I'm not nasty. He asked me to lick my lips slow. And I will be in New York in March, I think. I want to go out and have a meet and greet. It's gonna be really nice. I want to have a meet and greet. So, Princess Nay is like, not her. Man, if I got her damn plane ticket, she will be in New York in a New York minute. Don't let her fool you, because she ain't got fucked right. Like, I keep telling her, New York dick ain't nothing to play with, so I need to... break her Florida ass in. She's a New York dick virgin, so I need to break her in and make sure she gets smashed right. So if, you know, we got some New York volunteers that want to smash the homie, blow her back out, let her know what thug passion is, by all means, let me know. I'll arrange it so she can have her nice, nice ass and titties and lips there. And all I ask is that y'all make me a 1.5-minute video clip so I can see how it's and I'm not going to
try for a skank. No.
Huh?
You are not selling me out like that.
Why? I ain't going to sell it. I'm not going to put it coming up, I'm just gonna look at it and see how you take dick and see what kind of noises you make. It sounds like you a screamer in bed. I'm a screamer. I ain't even gonna lie. I scream when I come. Cause that shit be feeling so good. Then I let it go. I was like, oh. Whew. Even with my toys, I'm a screamer. But I can't scream too loud. I don't want to wake my kids up and then they know I be playing with fake dicks and shit. You know what I'm saying?
They know that anyways.
I think Travis had to get off the phone because his normal dick size is coming back to play because it's almost 10 o'clock.
You know, Mr. G.A., old man give you worms, and the worms start crawling at night, so you know his bedtime coming up for real.
Mr. G.A. ain't riding the wave. Him and Sparks are riding. They're not even on mute. I ain't being dirty right now. But yeah.
Are we not on mute?
Nah, Travis.
Nope, we hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, Travis gone. You know, he like Cinderella. Like, at 10 o'clock, his normal dick size pop up. I think that was like, what, 3 inches?
Yeah, I know, right?
So, you know.
Sorry, stop being nasty, boy.
Why?
My damn lips, my lips to you.
Why not? Not for me.
No. No thanks, I'm good.
Why me and
Jesus
all
Christmas.
Keep dick your lips? Like, I mean, shit. I used to like LL licking his lips. I found out he fucked with transvestites, and that just fucked me all up. So I know his wife feel nasty knowing that she was kissing him and he was probably kissing Tommy and Jackie and somebody else.
Take a cold poke that door and close that door.
This lip gloss is so good. I wish I had a nice cop stuff right now. Any volunteers? I need a...
No.
Oh.
Why you said no mad quick, like?
Because she don't want me to turn nobody out with these lips. These are some lethal lips. No, hold on. Nah. No, I didn't just say that.
Scar, you
still haven't seen that video.
Say it again?
You still haven't seen that video.
Which one?
Don't watch it. It's going to turn you out, bro.
The what?
Let me save you.
The lethal lips video.
Well, I can't because she was talking. Say it again.
You still didn't see the lethal lips video?
Oh, yeah.
And what were your thoughts on that?
Anything for attention, I guess.
Somebody said it was staged because it's not too many guys are going to be in a strip club and they dick hair is shaved. And they getting their dick sucked unexpectedly.
I mean, to
what
some extent.
Now?
This porn star that Scar knows made a video in a strip club and she's mad heavy. Like, she done gained a lot of weight, and she was sucking all these different dudes' dicks in the club, and she, like, made her pussy squirt out some Corona beer or some shit.
Yeah.
And then what's crazy is she took this midget, and she started sucking his dick, right? So what happened was she took that motherfucker and turned him upside down and was sucking his dick, and his little feet was kicking his ass.
Well, you know what though, but I don't know how much, you know what I'm saying, everybody knows about, I mean, that lifestyle, but she I remember at one time she had like a little beef with Brian Pumper, and I don't know if y'all familiar with who he is.
Yeah, that's
no.
The one
that looked
like Lloyd Banks.
They'd
be like,
yeah, he's the one who looked like Lloyd Banks. And they were going at it. When I mean going at it on WorldStar, they were going at it, you know what I mean? And he was calling her all types of bum bitches, this, that, and the third. And then, you know, she was trying to play him. But, you know, she has, like, she has, like, credentials. Like, you know what I mean? She holds the record for, like, as far as deep throwing, something like 17 inches. You know what I'm saying? And Brian Pumper was, like, she had to, like, a little, I don't know what happened, but she wanted to... get into a whole big beef with him, and it was kind of big for a while. So it was like they were going at it. He was cursing her out, and you know what I mean? Then she was trying to play him, you know what I mean? And it seemed like to the point it was getting, like, way out of hand. At one point, it seemed like it was all being kind of staged, but, you know what I mean? It's hard to tell.
but I don't think they speak alone. And then it seemed like that kind of ended her career a little bit, because now you don't really see anything or hear too much about her except for that little stunt she just did.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's the reason why a lot of people think it was staged. I mean, first of all, I mean, it's definitely got to be for attention, because there's nothing, you know what I mean, you're doing to, I mean, how do you big yourself up by you know what I mean, messing with a midget? Like, Jesus Christmas. You know what I mean?
Are you one of my friends on BBM? I don't think so.
No. I'll send it to you, though, through Twitter. You started following me. I'm about to follow you back. So I'm,
That is so crazy, because it's like I was dating this guy that is down with Dipset, but you know, we never fucked or anything like that, right? So he had to fuck up, and he came home, and he was just like, I didn't make my way to New York to give him some pussy. That wasn't on my agenda. You didn't have time for me before you got locked up. Then, you know, when a motherfucker get locked up, that's when they be like, oh, baby, boy, bye, miss me with that bullshit. So then he was just like, oh, I fucked the porn star. I'm like, okay. He said, I fucked Lethal Lips. Boy, get the fuck off my phone. You gonna tell me you fucked a washed up porn star? That ain't gonna get my attention. I'm just gonna laugh at you, because she ain't fuck you for free. So you paid for some pussy. And that ended the friendship, because on top of that, I was dealing with the death of my uncle. So if you was really a friend and you was still trying to be my guy, why would you even tell me some bullshit like that? And never would I feel insecure about her. Look at her and look at me. Not trying to have no records of deep throat and a 17-inch dick. I like my tonsils. I like my esophagus being straight, and I'm good. I like the tattoo that she has, but, you know, it's like, I guess when you get older, I guess, what's that middle-aged spread comes with it or some shit like that? And then with Brian Pumper, we were friends on Facebook. I was trying to get his ass to come on the show because I had hella questions for him, but we could never work it out.
Well, I don't know too much about if you really want to do that, because I seen him on an internet show one time, and he had that little beef with Fab. You know what I mean? And he was going in like he wouldn't even let the host speak.
That's
he just
what
kept.
He was for.
It was like, wait, can we just talk? He's like, nah. And he went, and after a while, they had to cut it, go to music, and, like, they kicked him off the show. And it was like, yo, this is crazy. He just wouldn't, like, he wouldn't stop.
I would hang up on him, and then I would put him on mute and tell him about his motherfucking self, and then hang up on him. And then I would turn around and talk shit about him on Twitter and dare him to say something.
Right. You know we're going to back you up on that, so you already know what that means.
Oh, because then I just like, nigga, I ain't wanting to talk. Throw your hands up when I see you, give me my one. The fuck?
Yeah, anybody messing with this show? Anybody messing with this show? Now that I'm fucking with this show, anybody messing with this show is going to be a misunderstanding.
And what's
Let
the
it be known.
What's the misunderstanding?
A misunderstanding is a legal way of saying certain things is going to happen. That's so you don't get in trouble. If you're at your job and you don't, you know what I mean? They can never say you threatened them. They can never say,
not,
you know what I mean?
Yo,
all I said
yo,
was
yo,
it's going to be a misunderstanding.
Show, not for this show. Not for this show, son. Not for this show.
Not
for this show, yo.
Mr. G.A., you wasn't saying that when you was doing certain things and certain things was being done to you. I don't want to hear that.
What's she talking about?
Mm-hmm. Mr. G.A. has experienced the felony head game.
Yeah, it's the truth.
Yeah, now he want to be nice. And if you want a chance of ever experiencing it again, you might want to shut up, boy, and just agree.
I know.
Yes, you need to be a yes man. That's what I need. I need a yes man.
That shit got quiet.
Yes. I'm waiting for yes.
What'd she say?
Say yes.
I didn't hear what she said.
What'd
she
say?
Say yes.
Yes to what?
Just say yes.
No, I'm not doing that.
You want some more felony head?
Oh, hell yeah.
Say
yes.
Y'all is so...
Doc got this new trick that she learned. She'd be trying to gargle the dick and make the back of the head of it touch her tonsils.
No, no. You know what? I haven't sucked a dick in so long. I really don't know what to do with one right now. Like, I don't know.
Now, come on, let's cut it out. It's like riding a bike.
That's why we got booted off stick cam, because you was doing it with the black man Dingo.
Oh, stop the beast.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what? This is the longest we have been on any TV station right now, because Chalk gets us booted off of all of them.
That's they lost.
And yes.
Who you know get booted off of Tiny Chat?
Chat, be surprised. First time for everything.
But see, when I get kicked off of Tiny Chat, I know how to respect it and fix it. But I got kicked off Stickcam because
they got her whole freaking IP address blocked, man. They won't let her fool around at all. They determined not to let her come on and contaminate it. She gets excited. She hears certain songs like that Sex With You or something like that by Marcus Houston, and she get up and she be wanting to dance. But you know, once she started dancing, her clothes somehow come off.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. And then Chica be freshly shaved, and she be wanting y'all to see her the tattoo of her name right there. So I don't know. I be trying to be nice, but It's hard. I need to schedule another fucking session on the radio show. So, Princess Nate, I'm going to give you the heads up.
I'm good.
So I'm going to give you the heads up when it's going to happen so you can determine if you're going to be on or not.
I don't think I'm going to be on. I think I'm going to see from afar.
Yeah, Princess, that is like your two favorite things to say. I'm good or mm-mm. Like, everything is on a mm-mm list. Like, I don't get that.
That's why I'm the princess. Duh.
Come on. We all know what the princess... We all know the princess is far from innocent in any storybook.
Yeah, because...
We're not going to sit there and believe that.
Because the princess on Mario Brothers was fucking Mario and Luigi, wasn't she? And Princess Leia was fucking Han Solo. And, Luke Skywalker turns out to be her brother?
Only person I fucked was Mr. G.A. That was it. So that don't count. So, you know, that's kind of like a strike in both of our corners, because you did and I did. So, you know, we'll both go with that one.
And this is fact?
No,
that's a straight lie. She would. Yeah, Mr. G.A. Now, Chalk, yeah, the fact. But Princess Nate, a liar.
Don't she lie?
Of course.
You ain't co-signing that?
Never touch that. She's lying. She's a liar.
Quick question, Princess. You got two Twitters?
It sounded good, though, didn't it? It sounded good.
Oh, yeah,
it sounded good.
It sounded real good. Yeah, I got excited. Yeah, I got excited for a minute, son.
Thank you.
Let's see.
The only hole on my body that's virginal is my nostrils and my ears.
Nice. That's nice.
Everything else is open for business, baby.
How many days a week?
25? What?
Including Jewish holidays?
Heck yeah. That's the one thing that don't take off.
She's a big liar. She's a big liar.
8 days a week.
Heck yeah, baby. I do good, you know. I try to behave. Chalk brings out the worst in me. But
don't try to blame nobody. Don't sit here and blame nobody. You've been that way since probably you was 11 teen, 12 teen. You're not going to sit there and try to blame Chalk for nothing.
Not true.
You are responsible for your actions.
No, not true.
Not true?
No, not true.
Good comeback. Come on, that's not even a good comeback. Not true.
That is a good comeback. I didn't start until I was like 17 years old. So, and then it wasn't even good, so I didn't do it again until I was like 24.
Okay, I mean, like, was it real 17? Or was it?
It was close 14 to
14 and saying you were 17.
No, uh-uh. No.
Real 17? The real
17.
Okay.
Chalk
this
is not. No, she's not. There is nothing virginal on Chalk. Because I think that sometimes they might have put it in her nostril. You know, her nostril's kind of wide. They might have got it.
No, I haven't had no smell them comings yet. But I haven't had any Dookie Love since 2009, so I'm an ass virgin again because it's about to be 2012.
Oh, boo, that's like mandatory for me. If you gonna do me, that's where you need to do me first.
Oh, so that's why I need to do you with my vibe, my dildo?
Nah, bro, I'm good. It ain't even that type of party for me and you. Nah. No thanks. I decline. Since Scar doesn't like me saying I'm good, let me just say, no thanks, I decline. You can have that.
I decline.
Exactly.
I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with y'all. Y'all got issues. Y'all are just sick and wrong for no reason. I don't know why. I think I need to order me a pizza because, you know, I'm trying to gain some weight and get a little thicker.
Oh,
I don't got nobody to fuss the weight on me.
My left titty weigh more than Chalk whole body.
Yeah, right.
It does.
Prove it.
Oh, my bad. It used to.
Prove it.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, there it goes.
See, guys,
you know what you should do? You should just start a book that's called I'm Good.
I'll write a poem that says I'm good. Not tonight, Thunder Twin. I'm not showing the girls tonight. We have company.
I hear that. Jesus, Christmas.
Yeah.
That is life. That is such. I'm trying to think. Let's see here. It's this song I heard, and I'm trying to remember what the hell it was.
I want to hear the Marcus Houston song.
Which one?
Your song that makes your clothes come off.
Oh, but my clothes ain't coming off tonight.
Well, they don't have to, Chocolate.
I want to hear that song, my song.
Oh, that shit gone.
It's gone. I've been going that long, it's gone.
Yeah, that shit gone. We might be inclined to hook you up at a later time and date since, you know, you did stick around. But right
only
now,
if you are breaking out the hook. If you ain't breaking out the hook, you don't get nothing, bruh.
Yeah, we need to start seeing some male penises, so I need y'all to go ahead and start sending out pictures, tweet them or whatever.
No, not just any of them, because we get enough bad ones.
We get enough
bad ones. We need some good ones. So if they jacked up, I'm just going to start putting your shit out on Twitter with your name if it's ugly. I'm telling you. So don't send me no jacked up looking ass penis because I'm going to put you on blast to everybody, bitch.
My shit ain't ugly.
That's deep.
No, it's not even just ugly. It's short, itty bitty.
Oh, no, nah, mine ain't short either.
I'm about to interrupt my time. I can't even go for that one. It's not short and itty bitty. It looks short because it got a curve to it. Now,
yo, Chuck, stop your line, nigga.
You know, and
Chuck said it almost.
You, she know she know how wolves could talk. Yo, come on, stop playing, Chalk. You know what time it is.
What?
All I know is Chalk had him saying, ooh.
Nah, Chalk a liar. Chalk a liar. Yo, I done broke her back down many a night. She know it, too. Stop lying, Chalk.
Everything was fine.
Chalk, let me tell everybody that secretly the person that we did the Bursex prank call with was Mr. G.A.
Yeah, right.
He jacked his dick on the phone. But
yeah,
in the meanwhile,
right.
So you can find the comeback statement. Here's Marcus Houston, sex with you. Mr. G.A., sex with you is like
a bad
idiot,
fantasy.
Yeah, right. She's an idiot. Y'all both know.
Not me, shit. I don't want to know.
Oh, you will know soon.
I'm good.
Nah, you're not good. You ain't good.
I meant to ask you, how is that boat anyway? Is it okay? Is that right, Mo?
Every time I touch a stone, I usually pick her up a little bit. Don't love that lifestyle. She love a nigga that be fucking a little more.
That money, hoes, no matter what it costs, we pay for.
All I did was ask her to, and because I'm the princess, she didn't want to say no.
Oh,
Man, that was Michael Stokes all the way live, and before that, Bristol, Mike Bless, and Ball Green called Dope Boy, and previously to that, Marcus Houston, Sex With You. Now, Dope Boy, I wanted Bristol to come on the show, but he doesn't meet the dick list requirements, so he will not be able to ever make it on Chocolate City unless he uses a penis pump and just about a month's worth of his sins. So we're just going to have to say, fuck that. That's a dead issue. Unless Princess Nay can bring out a miracle.
Oh, no. That's one miracle. I'm saving my miracles for something that I want, and I don't want that. Sorry.
That's
no
on your
thanks, by decline.
Princess,
huh?
that's on the mm-mm list?
Hell yeah. No, that's on the hell no list.
Okay.
That's
a new list then.
Fuck that shit list. Oh, man. It's 10 o'clock. I'm hungry. I gotta eat. Ain't nobody trying to feed me. So, you know, and tonight is an apple pie night. So that means tonight I'm gonna be laying in my bed, eating my Marie Callender single serve and apple pie with the flakes crust with the cinnamon sugar. Oh, man, it got me touching myself because I'm thinking about the nice, warm ingredients in the inside, and it's going to be going down my throat, and it's going to be tasting so good. Man, why y'all can't make y'all nut taste like cinnamon sugar? Like, that shit would be hella good. You know what I mean? Y'all shit nasty. Yeah, that's what I thought. No comment.
Well, I don't know. Cinnamon?
You don't know what? Your nut nasty. All men got nasty nuts. I mean, Mr. G.A. will sit there and say he drink pineapple juice and his shit tastes sweet. He a motherfucking lie. That shit bitter. Tastes like a sour pickle.
Oh, well, I'm going to get me some good. I'm going to have to talk to y'all later.
Wait.
From where?
Not from you.
Is it from the Korean dude?
Yo, she a liar.
Gee, you know that.
Talk. Please, hey, I keep it on standby. Don't have to lie. Don't need to lie.
No, we're not saying you're lying.
No,
we just want to know.
We're saying I'm lying.
We want to know.
No, I said Chuck lying. She lying, not you, Princess Nay. Chuck lying.
Oh, well, I'm the one that said I was going to get me some good, not Chuck.
From where? We want to know from where.
Like
she said, yeah, bitter. Said my shit is bitter. She a liar.
Oh.
Said my shit was bitter. She said, you heard it said.
Yeah, I said it tastes like sour pickles.
Nah, you.
My shit wet. You never ate my pussy, so how do you know what it tastes like?
Oh, I never have. You know what I never have.
Of course not, but you will in 2012 because I'm going to wet ride your face. I'm going to sit on your face.
I doubt that.
I don't. I get what I want. And I need some Brooklyn tongue that lives in Atlanta, unless that Brooklyn tongue is counterfeit and he's really a Georgia boy.
Georgia. You know my whole crew ain't from Georgia.
Man, your whole crew is fucking retarded because we done pranked damn near all your friends, so that just lets me know that you got some...
They all retarded and thirsty.
Yes.
My friend. Someone prank callers. Hey, my friend.
Where you from, Princess? You from NC, too?
No, I live in Florida.
Are you in Florida?
Yeah.
What part of Florida are you from?
I'll have to message you that one because I'm not giving that information out for all these 30
you know where
you
from, nigga.
You know what, Mr. G.A.? How about you go swallow your own crooked ass dick and shut the hell up?
Oh, wow.
Smart ass broad, dirty ass broad.
Let's not forget that. She's a dirty broad, I'm a dirty bitch, but we got the best pussy on the East Coast.
Thank you.
Man, shut up. You ain't fucking nobody. Shut up. But a pillow in her hand.
Well, anyway, it's 10 o'clock. Our show is over. I will be back tomorrow for Old School Saturdays. I will be playing the best old school hip-hop and R&B. and I would be jamming. I might actually go to the studio tomorrow and do it and have a really, 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 really good time.
All right, babe.
Yeah, I'm coming
to you. It was good to play with you, Scar. It was nice to meet you.
Definitely.
Chocolate
definitely.
Mommy, I will definitely talk with you later. I have to go, and I do actually have a place to be
right
now,
body.
So I'm about to head out.
Hit me on BBM, and I love everybody, and you guys have a good night.
Starting tomorrow, I will start answering all my BBMs again.
Why you gotta start tomorrow?
Automatically. Because, man, I don't feel like answering all that shit.
That's a revolution.
Well, I'm sending my pin right now.
Okay. I don't know what my pin is. Ask Chalk. She can give it to you.
No,
you'll
I'm
come out better sending me a request.
Send our own pin.
Oh, you don't have to know. All you can do is when you on if you write on Twitter, just write MYPIN, then press space, and it pops up.
He's not.
You got to write
Mr.
my
GA.
Pin.
What?
Mr. G.A.
What?
Go eat a cracked out pussy and shut the hell up. Ah ha ha.
Yourself.
All right. Good night. And I will see you tomorrow from 2 to 4. I might rock it out to 5 depending on how good the music is and what kind of mood I'm in if I've been drinking. So I would like to thank Mr. G.A. and Scar for being my male point of view. And I'd like to thank Scar for being my little special male co-host. And
definitely.
I'll be back tomorrow. And y'all are more than welcome to come ride the Chocolate Wave to the old school because New York music will most definitely be in the motherfucking building tomorrow.
It is.
All right, you guys have a good night.
Hello.
Sure.
All right, y'all.
Later, y'all.
Peace.